Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Under blue skies and clouds and birds flying by, this is Rama Malone, the singing story artist. And I'm going to sing to you and tell you, probably more tell than sing, but I'll see how it all works out. I'll play it out this afternoon. I was just singing my name because someone told me today that they loved saying their name. And I thought, oh, I'd like to sing my name. And I haven't done that in a while. I used to. And then I stopped. So I think it's time to start again. Have you ever sung your name? It's a wonderful thing to do, to love your own name. Anyway, this is part two, the second group of poems that I wrote when I lived in Topanga, wandering the hills in Topanga Canyon, California, with a notebook and a pen in my pocket, catching poems. And they did drop in. And where I last left off, I was visiting Yosemite for a week. I got to go to Yosemite and stay there for a whole week with someone who worked there. And I stayed with their family and got a ride in every day. And I started out walking 8 miles a day. And at the end of the week, I was walking 16 miles a day like a little billy goat. It's amazing. I love to walk. And walking in the mountains is very special. And where I live, it's very flat. So here's my poems about my visit to Yosemite. And then I'll be going back to the poems that I wrote in Lizard Rock. And just to remind you, Lizard Rock was a very big, 40-foot high, 80-foot long, rock outcropping of limestone. It was red and gold, and it looked to me like a long reclining woman with a head of a lizard. So I called her my Lizard Rock. And I actually wrote a lot of my poems there, walking by her, or sometimes just standing in the dry stream bed, the seasonal rains there created a stream at times, and then it was dry during when the rainy season wasn't happening. And so I would often stand in the dry stream bed and write poems. So here's more of my poems from Lizard Rock, which I wrote in Topanga Canyon from 1983 to 1994 when I lived there. So here's my poems from Lizard Rock, and today I'm starting out finishing up my week in Yosemite. My hands are sticky from feeling catchflies and picking up pine cones and fragrant snowberry, low-growing lupin mats. Not all winged creatures above. Squirrels are calling. Snag stumps would be a perfect place to find a young owl in a rotten and hollowed out top of a tree stump. White-tailed junk cast to their feathers with a bell-like sound. Longing is a funny thing. It makes you feel as if half of you is in someone or something outside of your net basket of skin. Like somehow you had to catch it and reach far outside your being to complete yourself. I want to be self-contained, enjoying what may come or who may go, and not feel somehow that my soul is incomplete in the process, as if my body had a tear in it and my soul was leaking out. Lying on the soft earth and pine needles and leaning against a warm rock, I lay in the sun as happy as a lizard. I asked the several bugs crawling on the rock if they would mind if I shared the rock with them. This seemed to me a considerate approach, and they seemed quite happy to crawl on me as well. I feel extremely disjointed today, as if half of me wants to stay and the other half is bound to go. So, with many comings and goings, I feel completely grabby and irritable. I don't want to go. I want to stay. Oh, well. Because sometimes, even when you're an adult, you can't always stay where you want to. And you can't, and sometimes you have to go somewhere else. And I've found that many times in my life where I wanted to stay forever. And it just was not the way my life was going. Anyhow, here's more poetry from Yosemite. White pines are the biggest pines. Large cones, graceful, irregular branches. Firs are narrower, and they don't extend as much. White pines are small compared to giant redwoods whose bark is 8 to 24 inches thick and protects it from fire. Branches grow on the side of the tree that gets sunlight. The redwood bark flakes off, and the squirrels come and roll in the dust around the sequoia because the bark contains a flea repellent. Fuel loads collect and roll down from above on the uphill side of the trees. So in fires, they burn harder on the uphill side. Huge old redwood they carved out as a pull to get tourists to drive through. A redwood augured through for $75. $37 a piece to the two men who carved it out. And of course the tree died, to the amusement of tourists who merrily carved their names and initials on the inside of the tunnel they carved. It's a good teaching tool to take the young kids to say, oh, wow, look at this. We'll carve our names too, and then see, oh, wait. Now let's see what happened the last time the people did that to this tree. It killed the tree. Maybe not such a great idea. A 2,000-year-old tree. Quiet flowing waters. Shallows showing rocks of many colors. Bubbles and ripples making shadows on the smooth rocks below. I feel the need to daydream and to drift like the current of the river. Die. Leaving feels like dying. I'm sitting outside and I'm hearing a little bird kind of chirp chirping. Not quite nearby, but close enough you might hear it too. And I'm out in the breeze with my feet resting on some yarrow in a garden where I live. More Topanga. More, I think I'm still in Yosemite. Laying my hand on a rock, my cheek against its rough, smooth surface, leaves my cheek gritty, as if by a rough kiss. Yellow lichen on the rock are like small sunbursts, reminders to be happy. All around and beneath me, the earth is loving me, reminding me to be happy. Thrones of stone, from which I survey a glorious play of light and shadow. If one thing does not happen, another will. Well, oh well, oh well, oh well, I will say thank you for everything. If it be not this, it will be that. If it be not that, it will be something. Let fall the arrow where it will. I will dance in the night and in the bright, misty light of day. Baptism by water. Baptism by laughter. Baptism by fire and unexpressed desire. And all things aspired for, to all these things I bow and say thank you. Spring of pine, a rolling sweet meadow of grasses, and three ravens flying silently overhead, their wings wafting the steady, hushed wind. Two more arrive and feed, and yet again two more. They fly in a grand swoop once around the meadow and land in the tree directly above me. And then, with a gronk, 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 they dance from limb to limb and across the field, a stand of bright yellow coneflowers against the darkening forest. A doe appears quietly to graze, and then another, and then another, and yet another. Two bucks with horns this time, as I stand swaying at the edge of the meadow. And a very big bird passed silently overhead, so quickly I could not tell, nor did I know well enough to know, to tell, if it was indeed the great gray owl. What is there to do but dance in the pale evening light? As you remember, I was looking for the great gray owl in my Yosemite poems in the first part of my poems from Lizard Rock. also on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to those if you want to, if you haven't heard them yet. And anyway, I'm going to continue. They're all on Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen for free. Okay. So on with my search for the great gray owl. I dance for the owl, seen or unseen. I dance for the deer and the grass. I dance for the love of one not tamed. And I dance for the life I've gained. And the earth who is always, always, and always attained. I dance for the sliver of the moon soon to set, and I dance for the black fir tree. I dance for the mosquito who will, and I will he not, bite me as he please. I am too quick for him, and I sway in the pale evening light with a great and a graceful ease, and with pussy paws beneath my feet. Men see the moon as an old man, and women see the moon as the goddess. A waterfall of feelings is flowing through me, a grief in leaving. I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow down through me and then on to the next moment in time. But for now, I am drenched in sorrow, and I bless all things and me to be free. Always dipping into the deepest parts of my heart, seeking my own light and finding along the way water walls of sorrow, which I go through to a deeper and deeper place within me. Each time I go through these walls, I feel as if I am about to die and leaving behind what cannot be. Nothing that followed by a good long nap in the sunlight won't heal any hole I may have in my soul. A big tree sits me down in the late afternoon light. Have I given my heart away one more time? But I need it for myself to go through my life. Separation is an illusion, says the tree. You are still whole, and you are still free. And the trouble is, you long for elsewhere to be, and that keeps you from being near me. Well, I sat, and I thought through what he said in the late afternoon light, until I felt better and told him, you're right. The big tree, he nodded, and the big tree, he swayed. You know, always it has been this way. And I thought, yes, I will dress in this time and look to this light and stay right here with the tree in this late afternoon light. And now my heart feels all right. I need very little for my soul to be happy, just a little light food and some trees around me, a pad and a pen, and some time to saunter among the plants and light that I love. A dead tree has fallen and leans upon a live one, and their rubbing makes a moan and a groan. A live tree covered with lichen caresses My cheek, like a man's beard, grows from his chest to his toes. A multi-trunk sycamore rubs one white trunk in the embrace of a many-branched trunk of a fragrant bay laurel tree. Each stands on its own, entwined and intertwined, like an embrace and a dance. The falling leaves of one feed the other, and they dance in the late afternoon breeze. In shade and the sun, their branches move and entwine. Both are graceful, tall, strong, and free. Thistle flowers blooming and going to seed. I gather soft down and toss it in the late afternoon breeze. Like many small dancers, they float in the air and come down to the ground for the next year's flower or bird to eat. And I watch and I smell a fragrant bay laurel tree. I bathe today beneath a cold faucet in a sunny wooded glade with two deer watching me with a clear, steady gaze and then walking on. I go about leaning against old, old trees, touching them with my cheek, a fond hello or goodbye. I'm not sure why my soul wants to cry, so I embrace them and they kiss my cheek, and I know they know why, if not I, for they have seen so much time go on. Bye. So much time go on by, yes, they've seen so much time go on by, and they've gone through the fire, they have been burned too. Bathing under a cold tap in the cool early morning sun, every part of me wakes up as I rub my body briskly with a towel. All of me is saying, wake up! Wake up! And a blue jay laughs at me, and I say to him, so what do you think is so funny? And I laugh because I smell of smoke and bay leaves, and everything smells wonderful. Okay, this is fall to midwinter, 1991. And this will be... most likely, yes, I'm back in Topanga. Topanga Canyon is part of the Santa Monica mountain range above, between Malibu, California and Santa Monica, California, along the Santa Monica Mountain coastal area in California. So farewell to Yosemite. And I'm back in the lowlands, they call them again. The fog is so thick this morning. I can barely see the close-by hills. Mist falls like a powder on my face. I feel as if in disgrace, wandering on this dirt road this morning. Coming back to the dirty air of this low, hot land, I wonder, what have I done? Coming back here as if something in me were queer and off. My eyes are puffy and feel full of tears, and I don't cry easily. Well, I will lift my face to this sweet early mist and drink in what I can of this earth. where I am. My heart is heavy as a rain cloud. I wish I could cry. I twirl in a ring of stones made long ago, one way and then the other, and sit in my favorite sitting rock. Birds are singing. My head begins to clear. I lean my head against a rock. Some pink daisy spill out of a crack. I guess the secret is to be happy where you are and not to long about where you are not. I guess you could call that the long and the short of it. Let me stay with the short of it. It is a dying time of year. The last of red bell flowers cling on their already drying out branches. This year's blooms are nearly done. Time to let them go to seed and set for the next year's reappearance. The meandering path, twirling in the center of the circle of rocks, I become one without a second. I become the center of the universe, and the universe is a whirl and a twirl around me. And a beautiful silver lacy sage plant is growing now in front of the old iron post that pokes up out of nowhere for no reason and softens it. The ring of stones has long been disassembled. I put it back together. I will twirl here again and again. It is a holy place, a place where I am whole. And there is, I had set the alarm. I don't know if you're hearing it. So anyway, to continue, if you're not, I will twirl here again and again. It is a holy place, a place where I am whole, and there is a sacred order. I will step out of the circle, and I will come here and twirl again. I had set my alarm several times, so my alarm was going off. I hope it didn't disturb you, but now I'm going to continue on with my poems from Lizard Rock, and I am back in Topanga now, and I am sitting outside, so you might hear some beeps and who knows what from cars and creatures coming by. And another bird is singing with me. Diamonds don't sparkle in the dark. Moonlight comes through tree branches. It puts little pools of light on the road. I've taken to walking at night. It has always amazed me how much light there is at night. And I'm not talking about streetlights. Away from streetlights, there is a lot of light at night, even on moonless nights. From inside a lit house, it seems very dark out. But when you move away from light, the night has a brightness all its own. Shapes in the darkness are dark and rich and subtle. I can hear my beads clicking as I walk. A cricket symphony is loud and strong. These are things I do not notice so much in the daytime. The sound of mice on the ground. The moon sits still in the sky. The rocks are still warm from the sun. There is softness and coolness and fragrance and sounds all around me. How rich is the night. Thank you for letting me come tonight. All day long today, the sky was filled with clouds that looked like wispy angels' hair. I feel they must be close to me tonight. The trees are like so many dancing ladies in the dark. I dance with them. I feel like I am floating, that I have disappeared, and the night is holding me up. I am floating, and the night is holding me up. I am being held by the night as I float, as I walk in the night. And above me, clouds and stars are floating in the sky. And I feel not supported by the world, but by an inner darkness. Let me once immerse myself in this moment of the night. Someone came over the weekend and removed the ring of stones. The sweet contained energy it held is dispersed into the wind. I grieve for the loss of containment, and I dance for the expansion of its energy into the wind. Just over the hill, in the lavender light of late day, through the dark green leaves of the trees, I see the full moon rising. I will dance for the ring of stones gone, and the full moon coming. Who is it that holds my skin and bones together? I feel that one dancing with me. Soft steps I take around this hallowed ground, round and round. I go in the soft light of the early full moon. All the colors of the earth and rocks are soft and muted. I feel sustained by the late day's light and the early light of moon suspended and maintained by this soft, glowing light. I lean against a rock. The earth will support you if you let it. Thank you. Oh, thank you for this moment of softness. Breathing softness to my soul, the wind comes and plays with my fluttering skirt. My red rock goddess opens a new eye, steady and deep. She gazes at me as I pass. Ah, she is a deep, dark red tonight. Deep from her being, she looks at me, bathed in the light of the early full moon. Every stone I see has become part of the scattered ring of stones. Sitting in the sun, light on a cool morning, with friends and dogs passing by and sniffing curiously, and saying, hello, familiarly. This morning, I feel ancient with constant changes and new cities in the early morning light. This is an aside. I'm an early morning walker where I am, though I'm no longer in Topanga. And there is a secret language for early morning walkers. We smile at each other. Every now and then we say hello. And after many weeks or maybe even years go by, suddenly you start telling one or another a story or something that happened on the walk. It's a secret language of early morning walkers. So back to my poems from Mir Grand. Upheavals are frequent, and as time goes on, they concern me less and less. Today, I just want to take care of myself. Let everything else come and go. Bees are buzzing into the last of the late fall wildflowers. Tiny blue star flowers on dry stems. Their honey hive has grown big over the summer. All the other plants have set their seeds and popped them out a month ago. Dry twigs holding up empty pods now, mostly strewn seeds across the hillside. Old Mother Rock smiles sweetly. It is a pleasant time of year. Soon they say the winter rains will come. Soon they say they will be heavy this year. I find it difficult to move past now, this morning, sitting on a cold rock in the early morning sun. I am not too heavy for the earth to hold. As a matter of fact, when I lay down on a rock, it seems as if he lifts me right up to the sky. I can hear birds flying by, but I can't hear butterflies. Not that I ever could, mind you, but I think if I could, it would be a very soft sound indeed. Don't you? In 1 week, it went from summer to winter. The first rain fell last night and washed out the road to my house. I could not go home and went to sleep on my friend's couch. The air is cool and crisp. Crickets and birds sing. Do you mind me always saying this? They are there and singing, so it seems appropriate to notice it and listen. The light does not linger warm and glowing as it did just a few days ago, it seems. A stream of large black ants is passing by in a long line just in front of my feet. Some are going one way and others coming the other way. They seem absorbed in what they are doing and do not seem to notice me at all. I look up at the clear blue sky. Leaves thickly linger on the sycamore tree, and soon it will become a gnarly lace against the sky. The leaves are just starting to turn yellow. The light is cold and clear. The sun gone behind the hills. And soon it will be dark and will not warmly linger. The rocks do not retain the sun's warmth. And already they have turned cold. It is the time of year of slowing down. I turn in my circle slowly tonight, with my hands up and facing towards me. I lay in my red rock trough bed and let the mountain air flow down on me. Walking home in the gathering darkness, I feel as if I were playing in my mother's long, fluttering skirt. In silence, the crescent moon is singing as the sun goes farther and farther away. In silence, leaves are turning to gold and letting go of their trees. In silence, I am leaning against this sun-warmed rock and listening to the sounds all around me. In silence, my breath goes in and out. The great fear of being alone has come and gone. It does not bother me. It would take everything. Feed me. I must revel in. I must melt into a puddle in it. Your beehive is full of honey, dark brown, and sticky and dripping in golden wax cold. So much sweetness there is for the taking. I enjoy the sweetness of it simply being there. There was a huge beehive hanging under a rock, and it came down like so many billowing folds, bees coming and going and dripping honey. So that poem was for that honey hive. The sweetness, essence of the flowers blooming all summer, long now shriveled and died, and seeds popped out. But the sweetness is stored and carefully saved by the bees. When sweetness comes to me, I must let it. Here's this poem, but the last little bit didn't make sense. So here we go. I'll get it together now. When sweetness comes to me, I must let it feed me. I must revel in it. I must melt into a puddle, into it. Going to make a note so I can read it in the right order. Okay. Okay. And I'll just repeat that. When sweetness comes to me, I must let it feed me. I must revel in it. I must melt into a puddle. Oh, Daisy, your eye is half shut, and your mouth is wide open, as if you were ready for your long winter's nap. Golden red brown you are in this late day's light. Golden leaves cover the sycamore in the golden time past sunset, and the sky is reddish lavender, and soon the green turns gold leaves will drop. I have a number of poems I'm finding that have the first page placed after the second. Okay. There is nothing I have to say that is new. The sycamore dances before me in the dark as I lean on my old red rock. An owl flew over my head just a moment ago. The crickets are singing with hundreds of voices. They celebrate the coming of evening. It always reminds me this energy is so powerful, so joyful, so enlivening. If you just pay attention or notice it or even celebrate its endless enlivening richness, it is not easy to notice, to pass by the moment of leaves quickening with the wind. Bees buzz close in the nestling honey hive, and stars like diamonds dancing in the deep, dry night. As I said, nothing is new, yet if you pay attention to the wonder of it, all the ever newness of it all will keep you ever new. I like sitting here on this dark, dusty road, listening to the wind rustle the leaves of the sycamore tree growing in the creek in front of me. Thank you for this walk tonight. I almost did not come. Great dark gray clouds are rolling over my head, full of rumbling thunder. They roll in the sky above me. The light is late, and the dry red rocks in the late day's light glow. Their dry skin on the dry road waiting for the clouds to rain. Even now, the air is cold and damp with little ripples of warm, and I look back and see the baby wearing a huge death mask smiling at me. It is quite grotesque, as if it wanted to eat me. Well, then eat me, I say. The many pebbles near me seem so alive, as if they were speaking and I were listening. What they are saying, I can hear, but I don't know how to translate. Perhaps someday I shall. Up I get and go, through the darkening hills and woods to my house. A cascade of tiny pebbles comes down the face of my rock. Could I write of these events forever? I could. And would it bore you? I don't know. And I don't care. But if it makes me happy and makes you happy, then that is a fine thing. Yes, a fine and happy event indeed. Don't you think? Oh, Davy, your mouth is smeared with purple, as if you had been eating blackberries in the night. We could read these poems forever. And I'm going to read just a few more, and then I have a part three coming. Damp, cold air, full of tiny mist drops. They plop on my skin. I feel so heavy, as if I can barely lift this pen or hold this book. The rock lifts me up, the earth holds me. I feel as if I could disappear into it at a moment's notice. Where is that fire of certainty that blazed so bright inside me just a few days ago? If I could just disappear into the other side of this ceiling, but no, it will stay until it changes. Sometimes I feel so powerless. At any moment, there is always something to let you know you are not alone. Even as my soul feels like a great wound draining into the ground, a tiny pink daisy nods beside me. I listen to the crickets, and then I think, maybe it's not so bad. Is there anything holding up this great weight of body, my spirit, that catches it up with great net of breath? Let me go and disappear among the dust and falling leaves. The sunlight falls in dappled shadows across the road. The shadows and sun dapple seem to have more substance than I. I don't know how to move out of this illness, this feeling of being too old and powerless. I pray for the strength to take the next step, and I want to move farther and farther away. The sound of bees come buzzing into this blackness that fills my mind. A dragonfly comes by. The sun is shining through the leaves on me. Perhaps there is something to me after all. Like a drunken old lady, I wheel home. Dusty pink daisies and dry grasses nodding at me. In the breezy morning light, I nod back, stumbling and reeling my feet to a dance with a dappled light shadow in the dust on the road. I feel as if a river of honey has caught me up and is carrying me along. A thick, rich, brown, wild honey. A slowness, as if drugged by eons of sleep, runs through me. I feel awakening as if from a drugged sleep, in which all my bones had melted. A tremendous wind comes up and shakes the red and dry leaves from the tree. With a tick and a tap and a flop, they hit the ground and tumble over and over in the wind. All I want to do is sleep more in this river of honey. And I think I'll stop there. I have, I have read 2/3 of the poems of Lizard Rock in this book. And I will share more with you soon. And let me find a leaf to mark my page so I can come back where I left off. And say, I hope you enjoyed my poems from Lizard Rock today. It's a full moon in October, and I was born in October, so it feels wonderful to share these poems with you today. And I hope to share the other ones very soon and finish this whole volume of poems of Lizard Rock that I have in my hand. And I wish you a very happy full moon rising. Really, the moon is like a huge, gorgeous pearl coming up, especially at sunset. It comes up around sunset, and it's just exquisite. And then as the sky goes darker, you can see in this year, 2022, a long time from 1991, you can see Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, very, very close. And the two of them together are just extraordinarily luminous and beautiful, gorgeous, and I hope you all get to see them tonight. And I hope you will join me for the poems from Lizard Rock 3, and maybe even enjoy your own name. I find that wonderful, and I'm going to leave you with that, singing my name again. Bye for now. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama Malone, singing story artist. Catch you next time. Bye for now.